Abuse, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. An abuser. Mendicants, a mendicant who abuses and insults their spiritual companions, speaking ill of the noble ones, can expect these five drawbacks. What five? They're expelled, cut off, shut out, or they commit a corrupt offence, or they contract a severe illness. They feel lost when they die, and when their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. A mendicant who abuses and insults their spiritual companions, speaking ill of the noble ones, can expect these five drawbacks. Starting arguments. Mendicants. A mendicant who starts arguments, quarrels, disputes, debates, and disciplinary issues in the Sangha can expect five drawbacks. What five? They don't achieve the unachieved. What they have achieved falls away. They get a bad reputation. They feel lost when they die. And when their body breaks up after death, they are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. A mendicant who starts arguments, quarrels, disputes, debates, and disciplinary issues in the Sangha can expect these five drawbacks. Ethics. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks for an unethical person because of their failure in ethics. What five? Firstly, an unethical person loses substantial wealth on account of negligence. This is the first drawback. Furthermore, an unethical person gets a bad reputation. This is the second drawback. Furthermore, an unethical person enters any kind of assembly timid and embarrassed, whether it's an assembly of aristocrats, Brahmins, householders, or ascetics. This is the third drawback. Furthermore, an unethical person feels lost when they die. This is the fourth drawback. Furthermore, an unethical person, when their body breaks up after death, is reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. This is the fifth drawback. These are the five drawbacks for an unethical person because of their failure in ethics. There are these five benefits for an ethical person because of their accomplishment in ethics. What five? Firstly, an ethical person gains substantial wealth on account of diligence. This is the first benefit. Furthermore, an ethical person gets a good reputation. This is the second benefit. Furthermore, an ethical person enters any kind of assembly bold and self-assured, whether it's an assembly of aristocrats, Brahmins, householders, or ascetics. This is the third benefit. Furthermore, an ethical person dies not feeling lost. This is the fourth benefit. Furthermore, when an ethical person's body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. This is the fifth benefit. These are the five benefits for an ethical person because of their accomplishment in ethics. Someone who talks a lot. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks for a person who talks a lot. What five? They use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, and nonsensical. When their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five drawbacks for a person who talks a lot. There are these five benefits for a person who talks thoughtfully. What five? They don't use speech that's false, divisive, harsh, and nonsensical. When their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five benefits for a person who talks thoughtfully. intolerance first. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of intolerance. What five? Most people find you unlikable and unlovable. You have lots of enmity and many faults. You feel lost when you die, and when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five drawbacks to intolerance. There are these five benefits of tolerance. What five? Most people find you dear and lovable. You have little enmity and few faults. You don't feel lost when you die. And when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five benefits of tolerance. Intolerance, second. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of intolerance. What five? Most people find you unlikable and unlovable. You're cruel and remorseful. You feel lost when you die. And when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five drawbacks to intolerance. There are these five benefits of tolerance. What five? Most people find you likable and lovable. You're neither cruel nor remorseful. You don't feel lost when you die. And when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five benefits of tolerance. Uninspiring conduct. First. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of uninspiring conduct. What five? You blame yourself. After examination, sensible people criticize you. You get a bad reputation. You feel lost when you die. And when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five drawbacks of uninspiring conduct. There are these five benefits of inspiring conduct. What five? You don't blame yourself. After examination, sensible people praise you. You get a good reputation. You don't feel lost when you die. And when the body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five benefits of inspiring conduct. Uninspiring conduct, second. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of uninspiring conduct. What five? You don't inspire confidence in those without it. You cause some with confidence to change their minds. You don't follow the teacher's instructions. Those who come after you follow your example, and your mind doesn't become clear. These are the five drawbacks of uninspiring conduct. There are these five benefits of inspiring conduct. What five? You inspire confidence in those without it. You increase confidence in those who have it. You follow the teacher's instructions. Those who come after you follow your example, and your mind becomes clear. These are the five benefits of inspiring conduct. Fire. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of a fire. What five? It's bad for your eyes. It's bad for your complexion. It makes you weak. It draws in groups. And it encourages low talk. These are the five drawbacks of a fire. About Mathura. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of Mathura. What five? The ground is uneven and dusty. The dogs are fierce. The native spirits are vicious. And it's hard to get alms food. These are the five drawbacks of Mathura.